Here comes Eddie Cantor in a fireman's uniform, and he's riding a jackass. Eddie, hey, what's the idea? Listen, you're dressed as a jester. What's the idea of telling me you'd wear a fireman's uniform?
April Fool's, Jimmy! Today's April the 1st, and I changed my costume just to fool you and all the people, too.
So you became a jester, eh?
Yeah, jester gigolo, jester.
I know, Eddie, but listen, you told me you'd ride a jackass.
That's just what I'm doing. I'm riding the same jackass I ride every Sunday. Catch on, Jimmy?
Oh, come on, quit it, will you?
Oh, Jimmy, look, it's all over the house. It's all over the house.
Good heavens, what's all over the house?
The roof. That's twice I April Fool's you, see that? That could never happen to me. Boy, are you an easy mark.
Oh, yeah? Well, from now on, I'll be on my guard. You won't fool me anymore.
Well, I'll bet you can't say, what am I doing, four different ways.
Don't be silly. What am I doing four different ways?
Yeah.
I bet I can.
Well, I try it. Go ahead.
What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing?
You're making a darn fool of yourself. That's what you're doing. Listen, Jimmy, I'm an old April fooler. You know what runs in my family? My uncle even fools the hens on his farm.
How does he fool the hens?
Well, he sticks a trap door in the bottom of the nest, and when the hen lays an egg, it drops right through.
Mm-hmm.
The hen looks around and sees nothing there, so she immediately goes to work and lays another egg.
Well, that must be tough on the hen.
But that's nothing. My uncle has one hen who could lay colored Easter eggs.
A hen that could lay colored Easter eggs? That's impossible.
Well, I'll tell you how it was done, Jimmy. If my uncle wanted a hen to lay a blue egg, he'd just hang a piece of blue cloth in front of her. If he wanted a red egg, he used a red cloth. All he had to do was to hang a colored cloth in front of the hen, and she would lay an egg the right color. But the poor hen's dead now.
Why? What happened?
Somebody left a crazy quilt in the coop, and she exploded trying to make good.
Eddie, you know, Eddie, I've often wondered about Easter eggs.
Yep.
How did the custom of hiding the egg start?
Don't you know, Jimmy, it all started in Russia. Rublev used to get up before his mother and father and eat all the eggs for breakfast, so they decided to hide the eggs. That's how it started. But that didn't do much good, so they hid Rublev, and he was such a bad egg, nobody would look for him.
I suppose they found him on the 1st of April, and that's how all Fool's Day started.
Well, no, Jimmy. Very few people know the origin of April Fool's Day. But according to one version, it started like this. It is the year 1521. In the royal court of King James, the king has called for his jester.
Your Majesty, King James, here is your jester, Cantorio.
Be gone, knave. Leave me alone with Cantorio. How now, Cantorio? Why dost thou not pun for me, varlet?
Varlets are red, varlets are blue.
Odds, bodkins, that is a weak pun. I suppose thou meanest violet. And anyhow, violets are not red.
Oh, yes, your Majesty. Violets are red. Here they are. There they are. These panties are violets. You left them hanging on the clothesline. Yes, they are red.
I hear you were very funny last night, Cantorio.
Oh, yeah?
They tell me you were trying to roll a barrel out of the cellar.
Yes, your Majesty.
But where was I at the time?
In the barrel, my lord. I fear that wine was a little too powerful, eh?
Gadzooks, I must have been very gay last night.
Yes.
You know, I remember bumping my nose against a barber pole.
Yes, and you told the guard that a woman in striped stockings kicked you in the face, you sapo.
Cantorio, I resent your insult. This morning you insulted me as I've never been insulted before.
Art thou kidding you?
No. While I was bending over washing my hands,
yes,
you came up behind me and planted a vicious kick on my person.
Mm-hmm.
That was a terrible insult. And I will spare your life only if you can think of a greater insult.
I am prepared to give you a greater insult, Your Majesty.
Then speak, knave.
I didn't mean to kick you from behind.
No?
No, I thought you were the queen.
Woo! Lend. Splendid. Thou art a wise man, Cantorio.
Oh, yes, they all say.
And I shall not only spare thy life, but I will make thee king for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Hereafter, on the 1st of April, you will be king, and I will be the jester. Take my throne and scepter. I go now.
Well, I'm the king, eh? Oh, will I give that court musician Ruben Apio? Oh.
Your Highness, here comes the queen.
Aha, the queen, uh-huh. Why, look, she's a suicide blonde.
What do you mean, a suicide blonde?
Died by her own hand. Welcome, Queenie.
Happy Cantorio.
Uh-huh.
So you're the king for a day. Well, I'm the queen.
Well, what kind of a queen is this? You look more like the queen of the elephants. Listen, Queenie, you must stop eating soldier food.
Drop next 15 times making soldier food.
Well, everything you eat goes to the front.
Don't be silly. I'm life like feathers. You want I shall dance for you like salami?
Salami with those legs?
What's the matter with my legs? Ain't they lovely?
Yes.
You've got two calves that a cow would be proud of.
You're flattering me.
Look, a butterfly just landed on my knee. You can camouflage.
That's no butterfly. That's a horsefly, and you can't fool a horsefly.
Well, come on. Give old Robbie a kiss,
Queen.
The whole world is making love.
Look how that dog is kissing that cat.
Why can't I do that?
Go ahead. It's your dog.
You're such a stingy lover. What could it hurt you to give me a kiss?
I have grave trepidation.
That's all right. I've been vaccinated. Listen, you pop-eyed devil.
I'm crazy for you.
No. Take me in your arms. I'm loving you to pieces.
Queenie, you must be infatuated.
Don't be silly. I didn't have a drink all day.
Oh, Queenie.
Oh, come on. Stand up and hug me. Leave me alone. Don't come near me.
Oh, I'm pining away for you. This is my only chance. And you'll only beat me for a day.
I'll get you, you
Oh, that's the first time I ever kissed a queen who had a beard.
That's good enough, you.
Rubinov, it's you. I know that garlic anywhere.
Certainly, I'm the queen for a day.
Hey, Fred, get away.
Good for the goose, good for the gander. If you're on the loose, then I will meander. But if you're true, then I'll be true. I'll do anything that you do. If you fly away like a foolish swallow, I won't make you stay and I won't even follow. But if you settle down, then I'll settle down. I'll do anything that you do. You're just like the little red hen. You haven't stayed home since I don't know when. But just remember, if I ever roam, you won't find me till the cows come home. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you raise the goose, then I will meander. But if you're true, then I'll be true. I'll do anything that you do. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. I won't take abuse, I'll stop to philander. If you hung hung, then I'll hung hung. I'll do anything that you do. If you run around like a rambling rover, you have no excuse when our love is over. If you then I'll do anything that you do. You can't back the way you've been. You treat me like something the cat dragged in. If you aren't careful, well, you're gonna learn. Some fine day the worm will soon be turned. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you raise a goose, then I will philander. But if you're true, then I'll be true. I'll do anything that you do.
Here comes Eddie dressed in a suit with more colors than the rainbow.
I never have seen such a looking outfit in all my life. Listen, where on earth did you get those green pants and that red coat?
Jimmy, you've got to keep this confidential. This is the new science. The American Association of Tailors have had scientists figure out that liquor clothes will keep people in better spirits.
Liquor clothes?
Sure. Scotch pants, brandy-colored coats, and wine-colored hats. But don't tell anybody.
I see you're wearing a champagne vest.
Yeah, keep it mum.
I get it.
Yeah, I'm getting something. So go ahead, Jimmy.
Clothes always cheer you up, yeah. You know? Yeah, I know if a woman feels depressed, she buys a hat, you know, and she's a new woman.
Yeah, my wife is a new woman 4 or 5 times every week. You should ask China. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's different with men, Eddie.
Why?
I don't think they can be affected so much by clothes.
You're right, Jimmy. Clothes don't make the man. Many a patch on a man's pants covers an honest heart. You see, Jimmy?
Yeah, appearance isn't everything. I may not have much money. It's still my wife dreamed one night that I was a millionaire.
Yeah, the trouble is my wife thinks that about me in the daytime. Still, I guess it's human nature to want a lot of clothes, Jimmy.
They wonder what Adam and Eve did when they wanted to change clothes.
When Adam and Eve wanted to change clothes, they made a resolution.
They made a resolution?
Yeah, they turned over a new leaf.
Get it?
What's the matter?
Oh, Uncle Eddie.
Oh, there's Wilbur, my cute little nephew. Come here and give your Uncle Eddie a kiss.
What for? I ain't done nothing.
Oh, he's a sweet kid. Tell me, Wilbur, where's your Auntie Ida?
She didn't want to come. She had to sit down.
What do you mean she had to sit down?
I heard her say to the lady next door, she can't stand when you're on the air.
Yeah, well, she can't eat if I'm off of it. I'm going to have trouble with you. Listen, young man, you know what will happen if I go off the air?
Yeah, we'll get a radio in our house.
What's the matter? What's the matter?
Say, Uncle Eddie.
What?
You feed your cat lamb.
feed my cat lemons? Of course not. Why?
Well, my father said you got a sour puss.
I see. You know, his father's the sweetest fellow, Jimmy. Come here, Wilbur. Tell Mr. Wallington how many brothers and sisters you have.
I've got 3 half-brothers and 3 half-sisters.
Yeah, he's the only whole one of the family. Listen, Wilbur, I thought you were going to wait in the house. Why did you come over to the studio?
I came to ask you where the teaspoons are.
Teaspoons on a coffee program? What do you want with a teaspoon?
I want to look down Natalie's throat.
You want to look down Natalie's throat, my daughter?
Yeah, she swallowed the key.
What key?
The key to the trunk. I gotta have that key.
What do you want to get into the trunk for?
I don't want to get in. Janet wants to get out.
My baby? Wait a minute. You locked my Janet in the trunk?
Oh, I wouldn't have locked her in, only she went in after Edna.
Good heavens, two of my children locked the trunk? Why did you do it?
So they wouldn't tell Aunt Donna I pushed her into the cellar.
What kind of a boy are you? You pushed my wife in the cellar, you locked up my kids, and you made Natalie swallow a key? Why, the devil must have made you do that.
Well, the devil made me push Aunt Donna in the cellar and lock the kids in the trunk, but making Natalie swallow the key. Well, that was my own idea.
Nice work. Jimmy, I'm going to faint. What happened to my wife and children?
Don't worry, Uncle Eddie. Aunt Ida can get up easy. She can go up in the air like a bird.
She could go up like a bird?
Yeah. She sold that pond elevator boy. Someday she'd fly away with him.
Oh, she did, huh? Nice work. Now I'm here. Jimmy, what's going on here? I'm going right home.
Eddie?
Ida. Ida, what happened?
Eddie, you have to punish that awful child.
Punish him? After what he told me about you and that elevator boy?
What elevator boy?
You know, Aunt Ida, the one Uncle Eddie plays pool with.
I play pool with the elevator boy?
Sure. Aunt Ida told him when you come home, she'll give him the cue.
Nice work. That's nice work. Nice work. So that's what's going on behind my back. After all these years that I slave and work for you and my family, toiling night and day to give you the comforts of life, sitting up into the late hours, dictating to my secretary.
Oh, huh? Yeah, Uncle Eddie. Why don't you get some more chairs in your office?
Why?
So the typewriter girl don't have to sit on your lap.
Quiet. You didn't see anything of the kind.
I did so. Here's back your old quarter. Now I can tell.
Go ahead, Wilbur. What the hell?
Why, he's always told me to that girl about shooting crap.
What? I never told to that girl about shooting crap?
Sure. You told her to make your life a paradise.
Oh. Shut your mouth, you little fool. You've got the biggest mouth I ever saw.
Well, yours ain't no buttonhole.
Quiet. Don't believe a word he says. The whole thing is a pack of lies.
Oh.
If you believe this kid instead of me, I'm through with you.
I win.
Wait a minute. You win what?
I bet Rubinoff 50 cents I could start an argument between you and Aunt Ida. So I made up all those lies.
What? You started all the trouble on account of a bet? A little boy like you to have such a terrible habit. You can't stop betting for 5 minutes.
I bet you I can.
There you go. You see? I never saw a kid like this. You ask him what time is it? And he says, I'll bet you. Go on. Go home, you bad boy. Go ahead.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. How do you like such a kid, Ida? You know he bets on anything? Last year, I took him for a boat ride, and the boilers exploded. The blast blew us in the air together while we were going up. He said, Uncle Eddie, I bet you caught I go higher than you do. How do you like such a kid with a thing?
Hey, Eddie.
What's the matter?
Eddie, I've got good news for you. I cured that little Wilbur of betting.
You did, Jimmy? How did you do it?
Well, he just came over to me and wanted to bet me a quarter that I had a mole on my left shoulder.
Yes.
Well, I knew I had him there, so I undressed and showed him I had no mole. Took away his quarter. He's cured now.
Oh, holy, you cured nothing. This morning you bet me a dollar he could make you take off your shirt and you swim me over. You just don't begin to know the spot you got me in. If I ever thought you'd be untrue, I just couldn't take it. Baby, loving you the way I do. If it turned out I'd been giving my full self a ride, had you figured out all wrong somehow, I just couldn't take it. Baby, couldn't do without you now. Some may take romance as just a song and dance, a game that they're just playing at. I just can't go gay and laugh off love that way. Can't help it, you've made me like that. Why, if I ever found that this was just a run around and I didn't mean nothing to you, I just couldn't take it, baby.
begin to know the spot you've got me in. If I ever thought you'd be untrue, I just couldn't take it, baby. Loving you the way I do. If it turned out I'd been given my full self a ride, had you figured out all wrong somehow, I just couldn't take it, baby.
Take you to the Sunday Night Court of the Air, presided over by Judge Cantor.
Your Honor, these two men were engaged in a street brawl.
One of them looks badly hurt. My good man, who gave you that black eye?
Hey, please, Sir Judge. Nobody gave him to me. I got a fight for it.
Yeah, I'll say you did. And tell me, what happened to your nose?
My nose was broken in two places.
Yeah, you should keep out of those places. Tell me what happened.
Well, he hit me, and then he said he must be crazy to do a thing like that.
Well, I want you to repeat his exact words just as he said them.
Well, he said that he was crazy.
Well, he didn't use the pronoun he, did he? He didn't say he was crazy.
You said that. I don't know what he said.
Well, you don't understand. I want to hear the exact words as he said them. Didn't he say I am crazy?
Oh, no, Judge. He didn't say you was crazy. He don't even know you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Listen, my man, you don't understand. The judge wants to hear the words just exactly as this man said them. Didn't he say, I am crazy?
Well, maybe he said you was crazy, but I didn't hear it.
No. Look. I want the exact pronoun that he used. Was it the first person I, the second person you, or the third person he, she, or it?
Hey, please. So what do you think? He said the whole of course is
crazy? Take him away before I go nuts. Next case.
Your Honor, this man is accused of stealing a chicken.
Well, my man, where did you get that nice fat chicken?
Hey, listen, Cantor, when you crack a good joke, do I ask you where you get it?
Case dismissed. Go ahead. Next case.
Listen, if I never see you again, it'll be all right with me.
Excuse me, too. Go on. You're a thief.
And you're a liar. Well, now that the parties have identified each other, we can proceed with the case. Now, tell me, what are your names?
My name is Edward Brown.
And yours?
Philip Jones.
What's the trouble, Brown?
Your Honor, I rented a cottage from this man, and now he wants to force me out.
Well, his children play all over the grounds and raise an awful ruckus all the time.
In what way?
Oh, they tear up my flowers, they make a lot of noise.
You mean the way most children do?
Yeah, but it ruins my property.
My good man, I want to tell you a little story. A landscape painter once came into court and complained that a certain woman obstructed his view. The judge looked at the lady and said, all I can say is the obstruction is nicer than the view. Of course, the children shouldn't destroy your flowers.
I punished them for it, Your Honor. But they're only kids, and they're really not bad.
Yeah, ask them why they wake me up every Sunday morning.
Is that true?
I don't know, Your Honor. You see, I'm in church at that time.
Oh, I see. Well, Jones, perhaps it wouldn't hurt you to join your neighbor in church. You might read that passage in the Bible which says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Ah, you couldn't love him. He's a no-good, noisy, contemptible.
Well, wait a minute. Just a minute. You should speak well of your enemies. Remember, you made them.
Oh, but you don't understand, Judge. I don't like him. I just can't stand it.
I guess you're one of those fellows who wakes up 2 hours earlier every morning so you can have more time to hate.
Judge, last year he put up a spike fence on his property so the light wouldn't come into our house.
Well, if you don't like it, why don't you get out?
Look, why don't you two fellows get together? Don't you realize that friendly neighbors are the basis of a country's well-being? Don't you know that those who are at war with others are not at peace with themselves? Why, this whole country of ours was built up by a few friendly neighbors.
who struggled side by side, who lived and died together.
I'd be friends with him in a minute if he'd only...
I don't need your friends.
Oh, but you do. You do. People should stick together. Why, the first thing that happens to a banana when it leaves the bunch is that it gets thin.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I'm happy by myself.
Yeah, sure you're happy by yourself, but think how selfish you are. If neighbors try to make each other happy, if families, villages, cities, states, and countries would be same, there could be no war. And we would have world peace. The same reason that makes you fight with your neighbor causes a war between nations.
Well, what do you want me to do, Jed?
Just be a little more human. Give your neighbor a hand and don't let it be a fist. I wish we could add another holiday to those we already have. A Neighbor's Day, that's it. A Neighbor's Day, so people like you could get out of their shell and mix with others.
Excuse me for interrupting, Your Honor. There's a phone call for you, very important.
I'll take it right here. Hello? Yes? This is he.
What?
Oh, that's too bad. I'll tell him. Brown, your wife has just had a serious accident. You'd better go right on home.
My wife? Oh, I've got to go. Excuse me, Judge.
I'm awfully sorry, old man. Let me drive you home. I've got my car outside.
Thanks a lot.
May I go, Your Honor?
Of course. Now look after him, Jones. He needs you.
I'll be a good neighbor, Judge. I promise.
Court adjourned.
Neighbors, now everybody everywhere be neighbors. Just share the other fellow's care and let your heart expand. Give out that helping hand, and something inside will fill you with pride of thrill that's big and grand. So let's be neighbors. Oh, you'll get back just what you give, so bear this in mind. This life is short, you know. Remember when you go, though you leave a million or a dime, you'll be neighbors for a long, long time. Neighbors, now everybody listening, we're neighbors. Sunday night when I begin, your door is open wide, and I go right inside, and I'm here to tell you all mighty swell, it's cool since we would try to call you neighbors. From north and south and east and west, no wonder I smile. I know that I'm your friend. The letters that you send, I hope as long as I can make you smile, we'll be neighbors for a long, long while.
An outstanding melody.
He's beating a big drum. Why, he looks just like Tom. What do you know about that? Eddie, for heaven's sake, you don't have to pound that drum so hard.
Well, I don't have to, Jimmy, but I like to.
Why?
Because I got Rubinoff's picture painted on it.
All right, Eddie, so listen, yeah. What in the world put it into your head to dress up as an opera singer?
Jimmy, I just saw Lawrence Tibbetts' concert. What a salary. No wonder they call it Grand Opera. Every time that man sings a note, it costs a grand. It does.
You mean to say that opera singers get so much money?
Sure, I'm in the wrong business. I shouldn't be a comedian.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Well, quiet.
Say, how is that, Eddie? I made that joke up all by myself.
Jimmy, you don't look it.
Look what?
500 years old. You're slapping back already, huh?
Oh, yeah? Well, there must be something wrong with you if you think you can be an opera singer. Why, you can't hold a note for 20 seconds.
Who can't? I've been holding one of your notes for 2 years.
Yes, quiet. Listen, I'm talking about operatic arias.
Yep.
The Anvil Chorus from Il Trovatore.
Yep.
The Quartet from Rigoletto. I'll bet you're not even familiar with the Sextet from Lucia.
No, but I know all about the Quintet from Ida. Oh.
You know? Not bad. You're improving. You know, I don't think you even know the scale.
Well, who does know the scale? Don't be silly. Sure I do, Jimmy. I have a second way of remembering it. I had some gold, so I took out Ray. She liked me, but I didn't get far to save my soul. I loved her a lot. I took her to tea, and she took all my
Eddie, not bad at all. Say, how about singing something classical? Can you sing Tchaikovsky's Andante Cantabile?
Sing it, I can't even say it. Oh, but here's a song I love, Jimmy. Listen.
La donna è mobile, qual fiume al vento, mucha d'attento, e di pensiero. Sempre una mobile, legge provviso, in pianto un riso, e manco nero. La donna è mobile, qual fiume al vento, mucha d'attento, e di pensiero. What do you think of that?
Rotten! Nice work, boys.
Your thing was rotten, huh? Well, I still think it was good.
Can't it easy, Eddie Scranton.
They say it was rotten, and you say it was good.
Yeah?
Well, you both right. It was good and rotten.
Quiet, quiet, quiet. Wait a minute, tell me, who are you?
Don't you recognize me?
Recognize me? I'm Bart Dukakis.
Eddie, it's the Greek again.
How do you mean Greek?
I got a name. My name is Bart Dukakis.
Oh, sure. Hello, Central Parker.
How do you do, Mr. Camembert?
Wait a minute. Camembert, that's a cheese.
I know it. What do you think you are, an Easter Lily?
Now, look here, Mr. Postal Carter.
Bart Dukakis. The full name is Baker Sherin Bart Dukakis.
Yeah? Take a seven, park your cockers. Well, how would you like to take a boat and jump in the ocean?
Is that fine way to talk? I made special trip here from Boston for to sign you up with the Metropolitan.
With the Metropolitan? You mean the Metropolitan? Oh, then you heard me sing opera.
Sure, but I sign you up just the same.
Yeah?
I like for to sign you up for 20 years. For $50,000.
What do you mean? They're going to pay me such a salary?
No, you pay them.
Wait a minute, I pay them? Well, don't I get anything when I go?
Sure, you get buried in a nice cemetery.
Well, wait a minute. I thought you were from the Metropolitan Opera Company.
That's your hard luck. I'm from the Metropolitan Insurance Company.
Oh, insurance, Listen, Potterheaders, the only difference between you and a truck horse is that a truck horse wears a collar.
Well, I wear a collar.
Well, then there's no difference.
Listen, I want you to take that solitude on your voice.
Listen, Pig Darkness, I already had my voice insured for $10,000.
Then why don't they pay you the insurance money?
Well, wait a minute. What's the matter with my voice? I've got good resonance.
I know it. I was there.
You were there? I'm talking about resonance. Do you know what my resonance is?
Sure, 145 Fifth Avenue.
Oh, quiet. Resonance. That's resonance.
I got it on the policy.
Yeah?
Come on, sign your name in Greek.
In Greek? Well, what would Eddie be in Greek?
Eddie in Greek is Ida.
And what's Cantor in Greek?
Canis or Maris.
Either Canis or Maris. That's good. That's my name in Greek?
You said it with your mouth full.
What kind of talk is that? You said it with your mouth full.
Everybody's name in Greek is a food.
All right, Mr. Sotopopoulos. I'll do anything to get rid of you. Here, I'll give you a check.
Not me. I wouldn't take a check from my own father.
Well, you know your family better than I do.
Farsi Stifli. I got big trouble with my family.
Yeah, what's the trouble?
Yesterday, terrible accident happened.
What happened?
Me and my brother was in a crowd. It was jammed. We so jammed, we picked each other's pockets by mistake.
Oh, I see. Well, that's too bad.
Say, listen, Eddie Campbell.
Yes?
How's about a little cooperation?
Cooperation, yes.
How's about you take us insurance policy? Don't be a fighter, you cheapskate.
Well, wait a minute. You come here to sell me a policy and I get nothing but insults?
Oh, you got insults? I thought he was in Greece.
Oh, quiet, him. Go away from me, you dope. Go and take a walk.
Not me. I don't walk.
You don't walk?
No, sir. Did you ever see a Greek walk?
Be quiet. Greek walking. You're nothing but a dumb, horse-necked, monkey-faced, bow-legged sad ox.
Who are you calling fat?
Why, you hair-brained?
Wait a minute. Watch your language. I don't hear so much swearing since the day I was born.
Yeah, I bet there was a lot of cursing then.
Well, maybe today you don't feel like for to buy policy.
Yeah.
Maybe I can sell policy to your friend here, Jimmy Wilmington.
Not Wilmington, Wallington. Wallington, get it right.
Well, call him over, Mr. Washington.
Listen, can't you... What's the matter? Can't you remember a person's name? Where do you get that washing board? His name is Wallington. Wall. First you go to W, then you go to A, then you go to L.
The same to you.
Quiet! Hey, you might be able to sell Jimmy a policy of that. He looks as though he can afford it. He's always well-dressed and dapper.
Oh, don't tell me. He's older than that.
Older than what? Are you nuts? I said he was dapper. Do you know what a dapper is?
Sure, a dapper is what little babies wear.
Oh, quiet. Quick, Jimmy, come over here. Hawkins Hawkins wants to sell you an insurance policy.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't take it because circumstances over which I have no control prevent me from touching my money.
That's a long name for your wife.
Let me warn you, Eddie.
Yep.
This fellow Parker Carcass is a fake. He's not the insurance agent. He's a member of the Greek Secret Service.
What? Is that true, Mr. Hocus Pocus?
Certainly.
Certainly?
Why should I be afraid? I'm a member of the Greek Secret Service. All right.
You are, eh? Well, I thought they fired you.
They never fired me, boy. I'm with the Greek Cigarette Service, and I sell only Greek cigarettes.
What are you talking about? Greek cigarettes, sir? Oh, I see.
I sell them during the war.
Yeah, now you're going to tell me you were in the war. Let me see your scars.
Don't sell scars, only cigarettes.
Oh, quiet.
Greek cigarettes is which makes you for to be very happy.
What do you mean? Your cigarettes, you have happy Greek cigarette? What is that?
Well, here, try one.
Yeah, let's see.
It's made from a special Greek perfume.
Yes?
It lifts you way up in the clouds.
I see. Smoke gets in your eyes. No, I don't want any. Here, I don't want any.
Well, here, Mr. Bowling Green.
Bowling Green?
You try one. Take a puff.
All right. It's got a fine aroma. Wait, take another puff. Say, Eddie, I bet you didn't know it.
Know what?
That I'm a millionaire.
A millionaire, huh? Well, you better fix the patch on your pants and take off my tie. Go ahead.
So you don't understand it. You know, I started life without shoes to my feet. Now I've got a million.
You've got a million? Who cleans them all? That's a lot of shoes.
You see? The cigarette is working already. That's why he's happy. You take a puff, Mr. Crabapple.
No. Crabapple? You want me to take a puff?
Sure, take one.
I'll see you in hell first. All right. Maybe. I'm not taking it here. Give me a chair. It's a funny kind of a cigarette.
You know, Eddie, I think I'm going to buy the Atlantic Ocean.
You can, Jimmy. You can. I wouldn't sell.
You see how it works? Take another puff.
Okay. Never felt so good. You know, Jimmy, I think I'll buy Radio City and give my children something to play with.
Why? How many children have you got?
1,100 boys. You know, sometimes I feel I'd like to have a girl.
You better take another book.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Rubinoff, you come here.
What is it, Harvey?
Play something for me on your violin. Go ahead, play right in my ear.
Harvey, what are you saying? He's going off of his mind.
Go ahead, Rubinoff, play. Go ahead, play, Rubinoff. Your melodies are enchanting. I love it.
I love to hear Rubinoff playing on that Stradivari push.
Rubinoff. I'm going to arrange for you to give lessons to Chrysler. Here, Rubinoff, here. You go and take a puff, here. Here, take a puff, Rubinoff.
Thank you. That's nice.
Hey, let me get you on this.
Go ahead, give him a puff.
Give me a puff, too.
Go ahead, take a puff.
Oh, this smoke makes me feeling so good and kind, all of this stuff.
What's the matter?
Parker, I must got to confess to you.
What's the matter?
I stole you wallet.
Here, I'll return.
Well, I feel good, too. Here's back you what?
Well, if we're all getting honest,
here, Rubinoff, while you were playing, I took off your socks.
My socks!
I love to spend